Hey guys. Hi. Thank you so much for waiting to talk to me.
Yeah.
Is it all right if I stay 6 feet away?
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand. Yes. I understand the consequences.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay speaking through the mask?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you tell me, Daryl, what your daily life is like right now?
I'm ex-military. And so all my benefits are pretty much cut off. So I have to wait till they restart the government. And so I'm kind of stuck in a rock in a hard place.
Yeah. So a lot of it that's difficult for you right now is about waiting for the government to start functioning as normal again.
Damn right.
Correct.
I see. And how about the social distancing? How has creating space physically between people affected your life? Or trying to do that?
Ma'am, I stay in open air and I try and stay out of closed places. I stay outside.
Are you less likely to stay in a shelter right now? Because of being afraid of that?
Are really dangerous right now due to the fact that a lot of people have contracted the virus, and when you go in there, you're subject to actually contracting.
So you feel safer being on the street right now than you do in a shelter?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Open air, clean air, you know, and it's not too cold. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you tell me what does it feel like in terms of the emotional experience?
Well, I am used to being in live theater of operation, you know, at war in Iraq and all that, so it's really not that too hard, you know, for me to actually, you know, go through that again. But it's disappointing that it's happening. I remember the AIDS, when AIDS came, there was a scare. But this right now is, it was totally unsuspected.
You know what I think is cool about this conversation is that I feel like these are the same conversations that I'm having with everyone right now, you know, and that's the conversation among people living homeless as well.
And that's like they shut down Mutual of Omaha, Henry Dorley Zoo, ConAgra. All of the major Fortune 500 companies, they've shut down and they have to work from home.
Yeah.
And even the buses are free and you can't sit at the front of the bus. You have to sit at the back of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from the bus driver.
Right.
And I see everybody with their masks on, and that is, you know, that is unusual to see.
Right. Yeah, and I'm wearing a mask right now. I'm sure you can't see all the times that I'm smiling at you. Okay. Thank you, both of you, so much. I appreciate you. I know you waited here for me to get here, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Well, the privilege is ours.
Thank you. I'm going to turn the recorder off now.
Okay.
Shelters nationwide and in Omaha continue to increase cleaning, testing, and restrictions on resident movement, trying to practice social distancing as much as their space allows. With Omaha Public Radio, I'm Emily Chen Newton. To hear the story again, visit KIOS.org.